Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. A great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show. Jennifer, how are you doing today?
I am blessed. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much for asking and for being on the show. I know you have a lot of things to do. We really appreciate this. So what we wanted to do was just to, of course, get to know you a bit more and check on how everything is going with you and your CyberBacker. But before we do that, though, I need your help here real quick. Can you tell us something about yourself and what you do, Jennifer?
Sure. So my name's Jennifer. I'm actually a top producing realtor in Maine. I'm number one listing agent in New England.
Wow, gosh. So if you don't mind me asking, how long have you been doing real estate?
About 2 years.
Years. So really just somewhat new to the business still. Am I right?
I am. Yes.
Now, how about working with someone virtual though? Just like what you're doing with your CyberBacker. Is this the first time for you?
It is the first experience. Yes.
First go at it. So was it a big change for you at all now working with someone who's virtual?
I don't know why I didn't do it sooner.
So how did you find out about virtual leverage anyway and CyberBacker that?
Actually, it was my business coach that highly recommended CyberBacker. Her personal experience had just been so exceptional that, you know, she found exponential growth herself and wanted to share that with the team. So, you know, kind of took that suggestion and reached out for more information and so grateful that I did.
Yeah, good thing. And how long have you been with CyberBacker now so far?
Been about 4 months, five months.
Okay. So new partnership right there. Fairly new partnership, I mean. Now, talk to me more about what were your initial thoughts about the whole concept of virtual leverage before you even got partnered with CyberBacker?
It was definitely something that was new to me. I knew that I needed an assistant. I kind of looked into what that would look like financially to get somebody that was more hands-on, kind of local, and didn't really fit into my business budget in the first couple years. So, you know, I thought, well, maybe this is a really good alternative. And turns out that it really was. You know, I needed to find leverage. I was feeling overwhelmed in my business, definitely bringing on a lot of new opportunities and producing at a super high level. I didn't want to get burnt out, and I made the right decision.
Great decision right now, of course. Now, working with your CyberBacker for a few months. Now, talk to me more about your CyberBacker then. What's it like working with her? What are the things that she helps out with the business? Things like that.
So my CyberBacker in particular, I looked for a transaction backer originally.
Okay.
And, you know, I needed some help with the documents because I do take on a big caseload. And, you know, there's a lot of documents to upload to different places like the MLS and Command and our compliance department. So it gets redundant and it can be really time consuming. So that was my biggest focus. I got to tell you, she does so much more than that. She does lead generation, wow, timeline transactions. You know, she communicates and takes care of my email. She's even brought on new listings for us. So it started out with transaction coordination and became a true partnership in every level.
Gosh. So basically right now, then your CyberBacker is almost everywhere in the business. Almost.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Except doing the showings and unlocking the doors. She's doing it all.
Really a lot of things that she's helping out with. But talk to me more about the partnership that you now have with your CyberBacker. It's been four or five months that you've been working together. I know in any kind of partnership, there could be some, it really needs time. Meaning, really needs time for you to get used to working with each other, right? So how did you start with the partnership and how's it going right now?
Oh, it's amazing. She's like my right hand. We check in with each other every single morning before we start the day. We really built rapport. We shared stories about each other's families. It's as though I truly know her. She's become a friend of the family. The kids, wow, know her by first name. Wow. Yeah. So we've definitely built a genuine rapport now. I think that she's going to be a lifelong friend and we hope to eventually meet her in person someday. Wow. But like anything, it's a learning curve. So when she first got started, you know, there were a few things that we had to go back and say, okay, you know, we could do this better. And how could we do that? And she's always willing to take that criticism and go one step further. So that's one thing I've really loved about her and our partnership is she's so open and so honest and so willing to do better. And she just blows my mind. I'm telling you, she doesn't like to be bored. She's always looking for more tasks.
Just imagine, it's only been a few months that you've been working together, but already seems like you've been working for years now. The way you talk about her, the partnership. Now, how about communication, though? I know, again, working with someone who's virtual, there are a lot of things that go on. But how important is communication between you and your cyberbacker in the long run?
I do think communication is key. You definitely need to have that open line of communication. Sure, yeah. My cyberbacker, Jessica, actually got a local phone number so she can even communicate with my clients and colleagues. Yeah. So she's just been exceptional. You know, she communicates via phone, text, social media, email, you name it, she's there.
Gosh, so really a lot of strong communication, just clear and strong communication between the both of you. Now,
yep, she even responds outside of business hours. Like I might send her a text on a weekend when she's off. She's supposed to be enjoying her time, but so responsive, gets right back to me.
Now, that's a rock star, right? Cyberbacker right there. Now, another thing that I'm curious about is, of course, again, you mentioned earlier growing pains, some challenges, though. Have there been any challenges that you've encountered so far working with someone who's virtual?
Absolutely. There's always going to be some challenges. I would say, you know, just expect that learning curve early on, but it definitely will get better. And an accident is just room for growth. So it was a teachable moment. There was nothing that, you know, was detrimental to business. There's no real emergencies in real estate. So, you know, definitely things get better and it goes really quick. And the thing that I really like about Cyberbacker is they don't necessarily look to you for the support. They go back to the training team. So they have an entire board of you know, trainers available to them. And these resources are just incredible. So they're not really weighing you down with a lot of questions or requiring much support to get going. They have that initial training and they come in sometimes more educated than we are on our own systems. So,
yeah. Again, just the way you talk about your cyberbackers really built that relationship. You really built that friendship between each other. Something that I think is very important in any partnership, maybe virtual or not, because even if you're like it or not, you're really going to have to be a bit personal with your cyberbacker or, again, an office mate, right?
Absolutely.
Now, aside from communication, though, I'm quite curious. What else can a business owner do to make sure that this virtual partnership would be a successful one?
You definitely need to know what tasks you're trying to delegate and leverage. So creating a list of things that you do need assistance with is really helpful for your cyberbacker, just knowing what it is that you need. So, you know, holding yourself accountable a little bit and letting your cyberbacker know, like, hey, you know, I could use a little more support in this area. They're always willing to jump right in.
Absolutely agree with you there. Anything the cyberbacker can do, they'll absolutely help out. Now, one last thing before we go. Obviously, once we have this out, your cyberbacker is going to be able to listen and watch this. So again, before we go, would you want to give her a quick message or a quick shout out on the show?
Absolutely. Jessica, thank you so much for all that you've done for myself, my family. You've truly given us our time freedom back, our family back, and we get to live a life by design because of you. We're so grateful for you.
Yeah. Now, we're very, very excited to seeing the continued success and growth of this partnership. And once again, Jennifer, thank you very much for giving us your time here today. I had fun talking to you.
I had fun as well. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.